The fascination of this winged altarpiece by Jörg Breu the Elder comes not least from the detailed rendering of the events. He takes as his subject the Romans' fear of the growing community of Christians. As legend recounts, the emperor himself commissioned the Huns to massacre Ursula and her followers. Jörg Breu the Elder shows the warriors dressed in the uniforms of the Janissaries, the elite infantry units in the Ottoman Sultan's household troops, resonating with the Ottoman Empire's attempts to expand its sphere of influence. Yet Breu does not just focus on the action, he also sets it in a lyrical yet realistic landscape. In keeping with the legend of St. Ursula and the 11,000 virgins massacred on their return to Cologne, he paints a detailed image of the city of Cologne on the opposite riverbank. He evidently kept very closely to the appearance of early 16th century Cologne, which during Breu's lifetime already had 40,000 inhabitants and was thus one of the largest cities north of the Alps. The many ships at anchor on the opposite bank of the river underscore Cologne's role as an important trade centre on the River Rhine. The riverbank is secured by the city wall, and behind it to the left, we can see the Romanesque Great St. Martin Church. The church, with its square crossing tower and characteristic corner towers, still to be seen today, rises up above the sea of houses below. One other prominent feature in the cityscape is further to the right, the cathedral, not yet finished at that time, and so still without its twin spires. Incidentally, the mountains in the background are an invention added by Breu. His exact depiction of Cologne, though, also evokes the strong links between the city and the veneration of St. Ursula. However, as yet, we do not know whether the altarpiece was actually painted for a church in Cologne.